今天 Pastor 要讲的题目是、跟那个乐师唱的歌的题目一样，叫 I can only imagine， 我把它翻译成超乎想象 Beyond imagination， 我想意思都差不多。好，我们请那个孔弟兄给翻译。
How can you not be smiling after all those kids singing, huh? Was that awesome or what? You ready? I love my brother here. So you just heard、the youth from the English service singA very powerful song, and this song has transcended time, and it will continue and has already provided comfort and grace to those who have heard it.
你们刚才听了那个英文的那个那个年轻人他们唱这首歌，这首歌是那么的有力量，它穿越了时空，已经给许多人带来了安慰。
So recently, as a group, our youth fellowship went to see the story behind that song. It's playing at the movies, and I would highly recommend that you go to see it.
最近我们的那个年轻人在学习一些内容，是这首歌后面的一些一些背景啊。这里边有一部电影，我也希望大家都能够去看。
Now it's important to.Note at this time that the youth really hate getting up in front of you and singing. Am I? Do I get an amen, youth?
Yeah, 我想大家提醒大家知道啊，在他们这样的年纪啊，他们很不愿意站起来站在大家的面前来唱歌。
But thanks to Ming, we get them to do it.
谢谢姐妹们带着他们来做这件事情。
But guys, I want you to understand something that you may not have realized, that when you do this, you truly give praise to God and give a blessing to everyone in this room.
年轻人，我想让你们知道，当你们做这件事情的时候，你们确实给上帝带来那个荣耀，也给我们大家都带来鼓励。
And if you think about that song, we need to imagine the possibilities of what God can do.
就像那首歌里所唱的一样，我们只能在想象中知道，上帝能做着伟大的事情。
So let's look at some of Christ's words.
我们来看一看，主耶稣所讲的话。
Now these were spoken only a short time before his horrific death on the cross, and we all know the gift, but do we know his truly primary motive for dying on the cross.
让我们来看看主耶稣所讲的一段话。这段话是在他去世之前，在他一个非常恐怖的那个痛苦的去世之前，他所讲的。那我们都当然知道这件事，但是那我们是不是真的明白他里边所讲的那个动机？
Now imagine if you will and see if you can pick out the deeper meaning from John's rendition. And if you have your Bibles, you can turn to John 12:27 or you can look at the screen.
让我们来看看你能否抓住那个约翰使徒约翰所讲的这句话里边最重要的那个故事的内容。
So,
把它圣经翻到约翰福音12:27那里。
So read along with Fan Wei.
我们一同来读好吗？我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。当时就有声音从天上下来说，我已经荣耀了我的名，我还要再荣耀。站在旁边的群众听见了就说，打雷了。另外有人说，有天使对他说话。耶稣说，这声音不是为了我，而是为了你们发出的。
So let's point out what Christ asked for the from the Father.
那我们看看主耶稣到底要从天父那里要问他什么呢？
So scroll back to verse 27 if you would.
我们看一下 27节。
And so what does he say? Save me from this hour.
他说救我脱离这个时刻。
And what hour was that?
那这是个什么样的时刻呢？
It was his hour of death.
那是他死的时刻。
It was his death on the cross that Christ wanted to be saved from.
他是希望那个天父让他不要那个经过这样一个在十字架上所死的这个痛苦的时刻。
So Jesus cried out to let the Father know and understand his pain.
他向上帝呼求让他知道他所让天父知道他所经历的这个痛苦。
So last week in the English service, we discussed four different types of prayer that we can find in the scriptures.
在上次我在给年轻人讲到的时候，我们讲到了四种不同的祷告。
And then we talked about how these prayers affect us.
我们也讲了这些不同的祷告对我们有什么样的影响。
So I want to recap for you what they were.
我想把这件事再简单的提一下。
Now, we discussed the four major types, and some of you may have heard of ACTS, the ACTS acronym, which stands for Adoration, Contrition, Thanksgiving, and Supplication.
提醒大家一下，这里边有四种不同的祷告，叫 ACTS, 就是赞美，那个认罪，代求，Okay, go ahead.
But I presented them to our group with a little simpler terms, which are praise, petition, thanksgiving, and then intercession.
我给大家讲，就是第一个是赞美，第二个是代求，第三个是认罪，第四个是感谢。
So then the next part, we discussed the answers that God gives us when we pray.
我也跟他们讲了，但是当我们做这样祷告的时候，上帝是怎么样来回答我们的祷告呢？
What are the answers, youth?
Youth, 你们还记得上帝是怎么样回应我们的祷告吗？
Say it again, James. Okay. Say it anyway. Peter, say it out loud.
Yes, no, and later.
Yes, no, and later.
Or yes, no, and wait. Peter 回答说有三种不同的回答。一种是是，第二种是不是，或者第三种是你要等待。
Oh, before I forget, this is Peter. Better known as the Rock. In the Greek, Peter, which is Petra, means rock. And so Peter has gotten this nickname from me. So this is when the conversation got very interesting.
This is a very interesting conversation.
Because then what we did was we discussed which of the four prayers get us the three different answers.
就是说，这四种祷告里边哪一种的祷告，让上帝会给我们，这三种的回答。
And then we discussed out of the three answers, yes, no, and wait, we discussed which ones we don't like to hear.
让我们也讨论了一下。哪一种这三种祷告里边，是哪一种是我们最不喜欢听的
？No, and wait, right?
不，或者是让我们等待，对不对
？Can you like getting a no and a wait from God? No.
我们喜欢。
And he can't wait for the yes. So now imagine, you know, I'm going to take you into your logical brain for a second, and I want you to think of this in mathematical terms.
我希望你们用一种逻辑的方法来思想，我们刚才讲这些 这是祷告。
So praise, petition, thanksgiving, and intercession. Four different types of prayers.
四种不同的那个祷告，一种是赞美，一种是代求，一种是感谢，一种认罪。
So praise.
赞美。
Always a yes.
总是，永远是是的。
Thanksgiving.
感谢也是。
Always a yes.
也是是的。
Petition.
是代求。
Yes, no, wait.
或者是是，或者是不是，或者是等待。
An intercession, which means to petition for someone else. Yes, no, wait.
就是 intercession, 就是为别人代求，也是两种三种不同答案，是或者不是，或者是等待。
So 50% of the time, we're guaranteed a yes.
50% 的情况，这四种祷告里边有两种情况是总是回答是。
And then 50% of the time.We get a yes, no, or wait, and then 66% of that time, we do not get a positive answer.
另外两种的祷告就是给自己求或者是给代求都是得到是不是或者是等待。那其中当然是60%，三分之二，也就是没办法得到 yes.
So when we petition, there's the three answers: no, wait.Yes.
当我们那个祈求的时候，有三种不同的答案：是、不是或者等。
It's approximately 1/3 of the time.
只有三分之一的机会你能得到 yes.
So I don't know about you, but I don't like those odds.
那我不喜欢这个三分之一，我喜欢更大一点。
If we were gamblers, we'd lose a lot of money with those odds.
如果我们是赌徒的话，那我们三分之一的概率赢的话。
Now think about this. If God is hearing prayers,
如果上帝是一个听祷告的上，听到了你的祷告。
So the 7 billion people in the world,
有60亿的70亿的人口在世界上。
Ray, what's 1% of that?
那你1%是多少
？7 billion.
Yep. 70 million.
7000万。
So 1% of 7 billion, right? 70 million. And so what if we took 1% of that? What do we have, Aaron?
7000万里边再拿 1%, 那是多少呢？
700,000. So 1% of 1% of the earth is praying.
如果说1/1的人在那里祷告，假如说只有1/1的人在那里祷告。
Now imagine this.
你想一想看。
They're all praying at the same time.
如果这70万人在同时在那里祷告。
Actually, I'll lower the odds. 1% of 1% of 1%, 70,000 people are praying at the same time.
那我假设是不是万分之一，而是百万分之一的人在那里祷告。
So the little boy that wants to play baseball is praying it doesn't rain.
有一个小孩在那里祷告，希望那个棒球比赛的时候不要下雨。
And the mother of him is also praying that it doesn't rain because she wants him to get out of the house.
那他的妈妈也在那里祷告，说天不要下雨，是希望这个小孩子不要在家里待着。
But a farmer's praying for it to rain because he wants his crops to grow.
那些农民在那里祷告，希望下雨，因为他们希望，他们农作物能够长。
Both are petitioning God.
所有的人都在向上帝祈求。
How is God going to give them both the yes answer?
上帝怎么样能够让每一个人都得到 yes 呢？
And then, if you think about this, when can God really?Is it possible for God to give us all a yes answer when we petition Him or we ask for His intercession?
那你想想看，上帝怎么样能够说满足我们所有人的要求？当我们在那里祈求，或者是要他回答我们的祷告的时候
？And the answer is He can't because He gave us free will.
结论是不可能的，因为我们每个人都有自己的自由的意志。
Now God can do all things.
那上帝当然可以做。
And if He wants, He could. But here's the thing: he doesn't want, because he wants us to take our free will to worship him.
但是他希望我们每一个人都是按照我们自由的意志来敬拜他。
But when we thank him and we praise him, he will always accept it.
当我们感谢他，当我们赞美他的时候，结果都是一样，他总是会接纳的。
So now that you understand this, we're going to go back and we're going to read again, or at least highlight what Jesus said at the cross.
我们再回到圣经，我们再看看。
So first he asked the Father, hey, look, in this hour, can you do it another way? Right, he's asking God to do it another way. What kind of prayer is that? Jesus is asking God to do it another way. What type of prayer is that? A petition. Yes, no, wait. But here's the smart thing about our Lord. Right after he petitions, even before he even gets a response, he immediately turns to God and says, glorify your name.
当他发出这个祈求的时候，还没有等上帝听父回答，他就接下来说一句话，说，父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
There's an old song says, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
有一句话说，主啊，你能不能给我买一辆 Mercedes Benz?
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh, by the way, glorify your name.
另外还荣耀你的名。
It just doesn't work. So now let me ask you this question, and maybe some of you might squirm in your seat a little bit. So imagine if when you ask God for something, you immediately stop and pray for him to glorify his name.
你能不能是这样，每次你祷告的时候，当你向上帝求一件事情的时候，你求完以后就说，主啊，求你荣耀你自己的名。So,
Lord, will you change dot dot dot, oh, and glorify your name?
主啊，你是不是迁就某某人，但是要荣耀你自己的名。See,
this is the prayer that I hope that we walk away with.
这也是我希望大家如果祷告的时候，你用这种方式来祷告。Your
will be done.
你的旨意，愿你的旨意成全。I
think of the Lord's Prayer.
这主耶稣的主道文。Your
will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意成就在地上，如同成就在天上。So
our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Praise.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
刚才是讲的前面那句是赞美, praise.
That's a praise and a thanksgiving together.
第二个是愿你旨意行在地上，如同行在天上，那个是赞美，是感谢。
Do you understand why it's the model prayer?
为什么你现在知道为什么这是一个模范的一个祷告文的吧？
So Jesus knew, Lord, take this from me if this is your hour, but your will be done. Glorify your name. And immediately he receives an incredible blessing.
这是耶稣的祷告，就是说在这个时候愿你的名的荣耀，就是按照那个主道文的这个模范来。 来祷告的，那马上就得到一个非常惊奇的答案。An
unimaginable blessing.
是一个无法想象、超乎想象的一个祝福，一个回应。
He hears the voice of God.
他听到了那个天父在天上发出的回答。
There are only two times when we note that Jesus is around and we hear the Father's voice.
我们在圣经上有两段的经文记载，当耶稣求告的时，那个天父向耶稣直接讲话。
First was at his baptism.
第一是耶稣在施洗的时候。
And what did the Father say?
天父说什么呢？
This is my son, in whom I am well pleased.
这是我的儿子，是我非常喜悦的。
And then the second time is here.
那第二次那个天父直接讲话是在这个地方。
And the Father says, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.
那个父在天上直接说，我已经荣耀了我的名，我还要再荣耀。
I don't know about you, but when I read in the scriptures something that is recorded that God actually said, I'm very intrigued in trying to understand it in its fullest.
当我不知道你们是读经文圣经的时候是怎么样，当读到说上帝直接在那里讲话的时候，我就非常的惊讶，我就是要去了解一下到底这里是什么意思。
So let's look at the word glorify.
那我们看看这个荣耀这个字的意思是什么。
Why?
为什么呢？
It's used twice.
在这里用了两次，连着用了两次。
And what it means is to praise or honor or to lift up.
它的原来的意思就是说去赞美，去把它提升。
To elevate, to idealize.
去把它那个提升，去把它把它那个叫什么 idealize， 就是把它变成一种最完整完美的。
So we're to lift up the name of Jesus, the matchless name of Jesus.
我们要那个提升这个主耶稣的名的名，让那样一个无法比拟的这样一个名。
I heard two things that I want to share with you that I think are relevant.
我想到两件事情，那我想跟你们分享一下，我想大概跟我们这个有一定的关系。
First was from my professor of evangelism.
第一个是我的宣教学的教授。
And evangelist Greek for good news.
Evangelist 就是个宣教，就是说传福音，就是好消息。
So good news meaning the good news of the way, good news of the way of Jesus Christ.
好消息就是关于主耶稣的那个好消息。
And he said this, and it was pretty powerful.
他这样说，我觉得是非常的，非常的有意思，非常的厉害。
If you're not saying the name of Jesus Christ, then you're not evangelizing.
如果你不你在传福音的时候，如果你不提到主耶稣的名字的话，你根本没有传福音。
And then when I was at Washington Bible College teaching, which is now gone, and I'm at Lancaster Bible College, there was a speaker there, and he said, "To glorify means to make famous."
就我在这个华盛顿这个圣经学校教书的时候呢，这个圣经学校现在已经不在了，变成了Lancaster 的圣经学校。有一个讲员他来讲，他也是说就是glorify 就荣耀的意思，就是让他变得很有名 ，famous。
And so God says, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again."
那我上帝说，我已经荣耀了我的名，我还要再荣耀。
Now imagine being one of the people around Christ, dying on the cross, and hearing the thundering voice of the Father.
你想象一下，如果你是在旁边那个群众里，看主耶稣叫上十字架，你突然听到那个天父发出这样大的声音讲这样的话。
And that had to be an incredibly awesome experience.
这是一个了不起的一个经验。
Life-changing.
改变生命的这样一个经历。
Imagine with me, if you will, the possibilities of what happened next.
你可以跟我想象一下, 如果你听到这样的声音,你生命当中会发生什么样的改变?
I think we all really, in a way, long to hear the voice of the Almighty.
我想我们是不是每个人都是盼望来听到那个全能神的声音呢?
And recently, in one of the English services, I showed a video by a gentleman named Rob Bell.
在一次的我们英文的崇拜当中，我给大家给小孩子们放了一段录像，是这个叫Rob Bell这个人做的一张录像。
And he said something that I thought was very interesting.
他说一些让我觉得非常的有意思。
And very imaginative. And he's pretty good Jewish scholar. And so one of the things he said that I thought was really interesting was he said that the Jewish people believed that when they said the name Yahweh, it was like they couldn't. It was not really pronounceable. So they would just skip it.
他说那个,当犹太人讲到这个上帝这个名字,这个耶和华的这个名字的时候,他们觉得这个名字没办法把它发出来,所以他们就干脆不放。
And when you see Lord in all caps in the Old Testament, that's Yahweh, which used to be Jehovah, but scholars have now figured out that they were looking at the first letter wrong.
他说那个Lord在英文里边，他就把所有的耶和华就翻成Lord，L那个大写的Lord，他就每一次在这个地方的时候就Lord就代表在那个希伯来原文里边讲的那个耶和华。其实现在的学者那个分析出来，不是叫耶和华，叫Yahweh，Yahweh，right？Yes.
So he used his imagination. And I thought this was really intriguing. And he said, what if every breath we take is us saying the name of God?
讲错一句那个上帝的名字的话
Yahweh
就是把它作为一种呼吸的一种声音
How did God create us?
是上帝怎么 How God created us? 这是上帝是怎么样来创造我们就让我们可以用 他的意思就是说，上帝创造我们发声音的这个机制，让我们用呼吸的出来的这样一种，就直接把那个Yahweh这个话，这个名字就通过呼吸就表达出来了。
So he picked up some dust, and what did he do next?
他在地上拿一点尘土，他做什么呢？ 他吹了一口气。He
breathed life into us.
他把他的那个生命。
In 272 languages,
在272种语言当中,
the word spirit means one of three things.
在这个spirit这个字,就是这个灵这个字,只有三种意思.
Breath or essence, heart, mind.
那个呼吸，还有那个heart和mind，mind就是你的心思，heart就是你的内心。How
do we die?
我们怎么死呢？
We stop breathing.
我们就
Our heart stops.
我们的心就不跳动了。
no more brain waves. So then it's spirit, life.
灵是生命。
And when God breathed life into us,
所以当上帝把他的生命吹进我们的身体的时候，
did he give us a spirit?
他有没有给我们一个灵？
Imagine the possibilities.
想象各种的可能性。
So just maybe, Yah, Ha, Va, Hey, is a prayer, and we're saying the name of God with every breath we take.
如果你在呼吸的时候，你故意啊，用坏把这种声音变得也得像他刚才表达的呀，何谓？那你在每一句是那个呼吸的时候，都是在表达上帝的名。
I don't have any biblical text that backs that up.
当然我们没有圣经的经文来说我们应该这样做。
But I have a pretty intriguing way of looking at things due to God giving each and every one of us an imagination.
但是我们可以用我们的想象，从启发我们去这样去思想，这样去思考。
And I'm not sure there's anything wrong with that.
我认为这个本身可能没有什么错。
To think that every time I breathe, it's possible that I'm giving God praise.
所以这个每一次我们的呼吸，实际上是上帝的一个设计，就是对上帝的一个赞美。
Now we could talk about what happens when I sin and all these other issues. The point being is that we are created, we have not evolved.
他的意思就是说，从这点来看，我们他的看法是说，这是我们是上帝设计的，上帝创造，而不是那个进化的。
So when Christ heard and had that audible experience of the Father and those around him, the same. To me, it's unimaginable.
So when Jesus was able to hear that sound from heaven, directly down from heaven, that sound, when he spoke, for me, it was beyond my imagination.
To me, it's overwhelming.
It was very shocking.
And it kind of takes the thought of Christ died for my sins to another level.
当我这样去想象的时候，我们就把我们平时所讲的主要是为我的罪而死，这个带入到一个更高的境界。
That's because that was not his primary motive.
因为主要是为我的罪而死，这个本身并不是主要是为主要是死的最主要的动机。
His primary motive was to give the Father glory and to glorify God's name.
那他的最主要的动机是给上帝、给天父带来荣耀，使天父的名得到荣耀。
His divine purpose was to make God famous.
他的神圣的使命是要让天父变得更著名。
Now, thank God, because of his death on the cross, that we can be saved. And, go ahead.
感谢上帝，因为主耶稣在十字架上死，我们可以得救。
And thank God that we can receive eternal life to those who surrender their life to Jesus Christ and make him their Lord.
对，感谢主，因为他的死，我们那些把我们的生命交给上帝的人，可以得到永恒的生命。
But nothing can take the place of glorifying His name.
但是，荣耀上帝的名这件事情是无可代替的。
We always, as humans, make something about ourselves.
我们是人类, 我们总是, 自我为中心的, 把什么事情都是要围绕着我们自己。
Jesus died on the cross for your sins.
所以我们在教会里总是说, 主耶稣死在十字架上是为了你的罪。
See what Jesus did for you?
上帝为你做了什么?
Did for you.
上帝是为你做的。
And yes, he did.
是不错。
But he did it to glorify the Father's name.
但是他最主要的动机是要荣耀天父上帝的名。
All the glory.
所有的荣耀都是归给天父上帝。
Our lives, those who surrender to Christ, our primary motive should be do nothing but to give God the glory.
对我们来说，我们那些已经把生命献给上帝的人，我们的生命的最主要的目的就是要给上帝带来荣耀。
We need to become nothing so that Christ can become everything.
我们应该让我们变成 什么也不是，所以是上，耶稣之名变得，什么都是。
So as the old hymn goes, to God be the glory, great things he has done, so loved he the world that he gave us his son.
所以一段那个诗歌是这样说，愿上帝得到一切的荣耀。 因为他这样的爱我们，所以他给我们把他的儿子赐给我。Today,
two famous songs have been mentioned.
今天我们提到两首有名的诗歌。I
can only imagine.
我超乎想象。And
to God be the glory.
对上帝，愿上帝的荣耀。
Now, it's been said that the hymns are the theology of the church, and I do believe hymns teach theology, and they do an excellent job of it.
有人说诗歌是在教会里边教导神学的。我觉得诗歌确实是教导神学，而且教得非常好。
So, for instance, the Bible scholar Gordon Fee, he said it this way, show me a church's songs, and I'll show you their theology.
Gordon Fee, 这个有名的圣经学者,他就说,你给我看一首教会的诗歌,我就告诉你教会的神学是什么。
So since we started with the song, let's see how we can use some of the famous songs and the imagination that God gave these humans to make him famous.
因为我们提到那个教会的圣诗，那我们就看看，有一些诗，在这些诗歌当中，这些作者是怎么样利用上帝所给他们的那个想象力来赞美上帝。
So let's paint a picture.
我们来画一幅图画
of what humans have done in music to bring God glory.
让我们看看那个人怎么样通过。
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. 奇恩典.
When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
That's hard.
They understand it.
Say
praise God in Chinese. He lives, we just sang that. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians, lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him, the hope of all who find, none other is so loving, so good, and so kind.
Okay.
And then, how great thou art. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe dismay. And then what's next? Sing it. Oh, sings my soul. Oh, God, was that bad? My Savior God to thee. How great is he? Come on. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. It's a beautiful song, isn't it? And then the song I started with. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah. Here's the point. These beautiful songs, I believe why they became famous is because they made God famous. Amen. Thank you.